My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
And indeed, greetings from Radioland. Once again, actually greetings from over the park. It's still nice outside. It is the, this was recorded on the first day of fall, so it's still warm here. Not wearing any pants, just enjoying the whole vibe being on the park. My apologies for those of you who find that incredibly boring. Tough. It's the way it goes. Isn't this podcast more about me than it is about you? isn't that what this is all about? It's all about me. The whole world revolves around me. No, I kid, of course. I have some pretty cool stuff coming up. We've got here from Radioland. We'll be branching out into some new episodes, of course. Well, every week is new, but we'll be bringing in some guests. Yeah, we're trying to line up some pretty big ones too. I know I've been saying that for a while, but it's a matter of trying to get it all put together in the right fashion. Oh, the wind's blowing. It's nice though. It's a nice little breeze, and I'm sitting in the sun in a black shirt. Yeah, that's real smart, Rick. The thing is, there's a lot of new things that are coming with this, and progress is of course slow, and that's just the way it works. How it goes. If you're in any type of business, you understand what I'm talking about. You have all these hopes and your dreams and all this stuff and ideas that you want to put into place, but the problem is it becomes a slow-moving process, and you have to sort of attune yourself to it. Some things, of course, happen quickly. A lot of other things, really not so much. And, you just have to, do what you can to, keep up the pressure, if you will. And the pressure, by pressure, I mean the pressure on yourself. It's all part of it. When you have this sort of endeavor that is laying in your lap, it's not like you're having to work for some, corporate schlub being a corporate schlub and trying to put together some sort of, plan for a paycheck, that kind of thing. Obviously, yes, there are certain plans for paychecks that come into play because, let's be honest here, I'm not really doing this just for my own health. Now, not that I don't enjoy it, but obviously the bills have to be paid, and there are certain things that, material things that I'd probably would like to have. But, being materialistic, of course, is not everything there is to go about that. Of course, as I ramble on here about all this, I was thinking, and this is the weird thing, is that when, since I've been doing these, and we've done these for a while now, these podcasts, these episodes, these moments where you and I get to sit down and do whatever it is that we do here, you listening to me vent or you listening to me having a conversation with someone else, you spending time with me here, the occasional half hour, 45 minutes or an hour. I try not to go any further than an hour because I know it can be kind of taxing on you. And it's time. Everybody's got a life outside of what they do. And, this is not necessarily a hobby for me or an exercise really in, some might say in futility, but it's not. There's nothing futile about it. It's great fun and it's great enjoyment, and I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of this. That's the important thing, is that you have to have that. You have to have those releases, and that's what this is about. And I appreciate you spending your time with me in that aspect, because I know, like I said, I know your time is valuable, and it's great fun to have you along for the ride. There's a good number of you that are doing so, and that's certainly a very cool thing. And with that in mind, as we look at growing this podcast with more guests and some fun things, I know after the whole three episodes from the Exile to Radioland series, it's going to be not necessarily hard to top it, but it's certainly stuff that you got to keep in mind as we go forward. And you wonder, big companies and big corporations, and they're always talking about expansion this and expansion that. Yeah, we have to do that now, but not by, you have to do it right, I think. I think some companies go into the whole world of expansion straight up as a greed thing. To be honest with you, I'm just looking to expand just to survive. And you have to do that, whether it's this podcast or everything that we do at Radio Memphis, which is a whole other thing I'll get to here in a little while. We've got some really, really big stuff on the horizon. I'll tell you this right now, Halloween will be a very, very big time for Radio Memphis, that day specifically. You'll have to tune in and find out. I don't have the exact time on that, but we're working on putting a lot of things together and some things that are really quite mind-blowing, and has allowed Radio Memphis to grow into the place and the situation that it needs to be in. And we finally put that together. And, well, you know, quite frankly, we're thrilled. But it does bring to mind, when you talk about expansion, you know, what are the limits of it? Why are you doing it? What are you expanding into? Is there a world that is involved in this that is absolutely necessary? Yeah, absolutely it is. For us, it is. You know, when I remember my days at Clear Channel, and in the early days, there was all this talk about a company acquiring all these different radio stations. And they did so under the word expansion. And by process of this, they managed to garner a name based off of a fairly common word. The word empire. You know, people that are in business for themselves will often say that they are, you know, building their empire. They are trying to expand their realm and their domain, as if they're out to conquer the world about this, that, or the other. I get it. I get the rah-rah. It's not what it's about with me. Yeah, is Radio Memphis an empire? Technically, I suppose it is. We're, unlike a lot of major corporations, we're not greedy in those aspects. You know, we're thrilled to have what we have, and we look forward to growing that some, but do I want it to be enormous to the point where it's, you know, beyond any type of, you know, real, you know, beyond what is realistic, let's put it that way. Do we want to be the McDonald's of internet radio? No. Because the problem that you run into when you, quote unquote, build an empire is that your empire quickly becomes evil. Hence the term the evil empire. Yes, of course, off of Star Wars and things like that. But, you know, Clear Channel just recently announced that they are changing their name from Clear Channel to iHeart something, Muffins, I don't know. But they're doing this In a couple of interesting ways. I think the motivation, of course, behind it is to show everybody that they're in to play the digital game. And on top of that, they get to soften their image. Which, let's be honest here, their image needs softening. When you go around with the nickname, the Evil Empire, a lot of people aren't going to necessarily take you very seriously. And I guess maybe they don't. It depends on how bad the damage is done. But you soften your name, and it doesn't take much of a leap to realize that just because you changed your name doesn't mean you change your business practices. And yeah, they're looking to expand. That's their whole point. That's what they've done for years. That's what they're going to continue to do. That's how that shit works. You grow and grow and grow, and you hit peak, and you don't grow anymore, and then you're done. And you fall away to the side, and then somebody else comes along. Sort of the same thing with any other company that's come and gone throughout the years. And what I find amusing is that there are those companies who have, over the years, managed to maintain their identity, and they've been around for, you know, hundreds of years or even longer. And they've done so by knowing their place, filling that niche that they have created for themselves at the very beginning becomes a thing that you must maintain. You cannot lose sight of that, at least in my personal point of being. The second you lose sight of what you originally set out to do, then, you know, you stand to lose a lot more than you gain. Just my personal look at how business, in my eyes, should be operated. And I know some of you that are in business probably don't think like that. They're thinking, well, we should always change what we're doing, and we have to grow, and we have to do this, and we have to go after this, and we have to build that and add more to this and everything that goes with it. Understandably so. That's all part of the growth mechanism, if you will. And it stays that way, you know, from the time you start the business to the time you walk away from it. My goal with Radio Memphis is to get it to the point where it will outlive me. Big steps coming on Halloween that could very well ensure that. course, the best way to guarantee that is my early demise. And even though I know there's some folks that would probably find that delicious, that's not happening as far as I can, as long as I can help it. I don't need to obviously get into a car wreck or be hit by a bus or anything like that. And that's, I'm not wishing that sort of thing. That would sort of suck. But the idea is to be able to build it up and work it and enjoy it and enjoy the time I have doing that. Because, you know, as humans, as you know, we're all here for a brief time. There will come a time when we won't be here anymore. And when that happens, you want to be able to lay there, if you are lucky or blessed enough to have that natural exit to your time here on the earth, where you can look back and say, you know, I think I did right, and I think I left something behind that's going to be better than me, and that's bigger than me. For some, it's their children and their grandchildren. I don't have any children. I have a child. Its name is Radio Memphis. I know it sounds creepy, but it's also my mistress. We'll take that for however you want to mean that, but I do tend to spend a lot more time with it than I probably should. Having said all of that, it does bring to mind a very kind of funny little situation that occurred, and it, because of the way the situation happened, it has turned into this interesting little phrase that I use from time to time. And the phrase is this: I'm not supposed to be here. I will often comically throw that out into situations where something has happened and I'm really not really wanting to deal with it per se or particularly. And somebody will look at me for some type of an answer, of which I don't have, and I'll just say, look, I'm not supposed to be here. That actually happened to me at the other place I worked. I was on my hands and knees up underneath the board trying to get us back onto the air because of some electrical problem. We were waiting on an engineer that hadn't been in the building since they were all, not all of them, but a good number of them were no longer with the company and their policies had changed, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever the situation was, I was on my hands and knees with a Swiss Army knife trying to fix a problem that I really had no business trying to fix because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying to help. And the GM standing next to me, I come out from under the board and I'm all kind of dirty and he looks at me and he goes, well, did you fix it? And I said, look, man, I'm not supposed to be here. It's a good line. I recommend each one of you use that at least 5 times this week, even with your own job. If the boss cuts you some lip about something, just say, look, man, I'm not supposed to be here. Of course, there's that whole Buddhist thing, you know, you are where you're supposed to be. I'm here because this is the way the universe has designed it. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. I don't buy into that. The bottom line is, for a lot of times, a lot of things in my situation, I'm really not supposed to be here. Of course, it's comically ironic that I mention that because, yes, I think with Radio Memphis, yes, in fact, I am supposed to be here. I am supposed to be doing what I am doing. I believe that. What else am I going to be doing? Cutting bait? Some people would suggest that I go ahead and do that and hang up the old headphones and get into something that's, you know, a little more legitimate. But having said that, I'm supposed to be where I'm at. I really believe that. I chose a different path to get to where I'm supposed to be that I think a lot of folks wouldn't. You have to remember that doing this is taxing on you emotionally and physically. It does change you. I don't recommend this for the faint of heart. If you don't really know what you're doing, which I didn't, going into something I don't really have as much knowledge about as I thought I had, I've gained a lot of that, but have stuck it out. And thus, with our big announcement coming on Halloween, I feel with great confidence about some of the things that are happening. We've made changes, personnel and otherwise. A lot of the things you'll notice will be different off the air, per se. Our on-air stuff is not going to change too much. I mean, yeah, we are shuffling some things around. And some new folks will be joining us on the air, and there will be some old familiars in new places. So there's that. And I'm excited about it. It's not a matter of reinventing anything. It's just a matter of you know, adjusting to the winds that blow out there that tend to blow you off course when you try sometimes to really get things done in the correct manner. But I've always got that in my pocket, that whole line. If there's a problem, I can always quickly say to Diana or to anybody else in the building, look, I'm not supposed to be here. At the very least, it's good for a laugh, and it helps break the tension in the room when there's a problem. Because it does, it's a conversational hand grenade, really, because it gets people to stop and think, well, why did he just say that? Didn't you build all this? Why, you know? It's just, it's stupid, I know, but it works. Anything to break up some of the stress and the tension of doing this on a daily basis. So remember, kids, if you find yourself in that spot, there's that other line. It was like that when I got here. That comes in handy when you're not the boss. Because, you know, that gets you off of the hook on a lot of things. That helps quite a bit. I'm not supposed to be here type thing is a little more universal. That can work in a wide variety of places. And it's something that you should consider, really. It doesn't have to be on the job. It could be you knock something over at a grocery store. Now, then you could say it was like that when I got here. Or you could say, I'm not supposed to be here. Or another go-to line, help, I need an adult. And it doesn't matter if you're 18 or, you know, 68. It's always handy to have that line hanging around, too. Just to help kind of break it all up. All right, now back to some of the changes that we have coming, because I do want to talk about. I cannot get into particulars on this because of we are getting close to the date here, and we want you all to see it all. And yeah, it's a fluid situation for us because we're still making all of these adaptations and some of the things that we're having to put together and it'll be a lot of last minute stuff. It does sort of work out that way, but we're excited about some real big prospects because of the growth that the radio station has put together over time. And when you have that kind of in your pocket, you look at, taking advantage of that, if you will, to use to the benefit, not of us as a company, but to you as a listener. That's what we really want. We want to be able to grow that to something that is giving you more of what you folks have desired, what you have been looking forward to having. By putting these things together, and doing it, you know, hopefully in a somewhat correct manner, where it is just as amusing to you to consume it as it is for us to deliver it and to create it, that's a good thing. So we want to be in that better position to do so. Does it make sense right now? Probably not. It is part of a really big, important growth period for us. We're all a little nervous about it, and we'll think you really enjoy it. Part of that will involve this podcast, believe it or not. Not so much as it is just straight up expansion, but you know, one of the things that we're working on too is growing this podcast. Since we've been doing it for a while, we want to add a couple of more shows to the slate of shows here and be able to offer it all kind of in one place, and for it to be a part of the Pirate Radio Network, if you will, of podcasts that can be enjoyed from various members of the staff and the various individuals that work for us and that enjoy doing this kind of thing. Because what I have learned is those that have come in to sit down and been a guest on this program, when they leave, they're always a bit fascinated and startled by the fact that this was as much fun as it was meant to be. And it is. It's great fun. I enjoy it. And when the guests come in and they see the fun times that we're having, they realize that they can also sort of be a little more of an ancillary part of it just by doing it themselves. Anybody can do this. It's good for you to get out and run your mind, run your mouth without your mind connected, which mine is most of the time. If you listen a lot, that's kind of the way it works. Having said all of that, growth is good. Expansion has got its place. Maturity comes with, you know, its own little things that you have to deal with. I would say maturity comes with age, but that would be sort of redundant and stupid. There again, I know some older people that haven't quite matured much, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. if you can maintain your sense of humor and somewhat of your dignity along the way, that can be a pretty cool thing to have happen for you, right? So I implore you all to take a moment and take a look at the at our radio station. We're mighty proud of it, radio-memphis.com. I'm shilling for this on this episode. I thought, you know, a lot of times when I do these episodes and I come to wherever it is I'm going, or if I'm in the production studio or at home rather, or in the control room of the radio station, I try not and prepare much for this because I want it to be a little more free and easy. Yeah, and because of that, you get episodes like this where I just tend to kind of ramble on for a moment. Oddly enough, I've heard from several folks who have said that they enjoy that free form. Kind of strange, kind of weird. You never know what's going to happen. What's out there? What's going on in the mind? What is there to talk about? There's always something to talk about, and I've often sat down and thought, well, maybe I should make a list of things that I should talk about. You know, Joe has said on a couple of occasions that she thought it would be a pretty good idea if I talked about, like, the war on drugs. Well, I mean, that's a political thing. I mean, it's got its merits, and I have my beliefs about that. Ever since the Second World War, we have lost every war we've waged. I've never understood that. And that includes the war on poverty, the war on drugs, the war in Vietnam, the Korean police action, and the Middle East. Say what you want about that. We didn't win squat. We didn't accomplish anything. Except we just managed to piss off those people even more. Because somehow, some way, we sort of became the police department for the entire planet. I'm disagreeing with that, because we shouldn't be. Like it or lump it. I think we have enough problems at home. Enough about that heavy stuff. I mean, really, we need to, as a society, as a group of people, we need to be assured in our own worlds, in our own private worlds. Here I sit in Overton Park. There's people scattered about. It's a lovely afternoon. We've got mothers walking their babies in strollers. We've got people on bicycles with their kids. There's a bunch of other kids down in the field playing with frisbees and balls and guitars, people walking their dogs. Not more than about 100 feet in front of me is a poetry group that meets here in this park. Apparently, on Sundays, and they sit in a circle, like picnic style, around a bunch of blankets, and I guess they read poetry to each other, and they discuss poetry. I think that's awesome. That's the kind of things that make society worth it, you know? Yeah, we all have our jobs. We all have our lives. We all have our professions. But you have to make more out of that, and I'm just as guilty of it. And what I mean by making more out of that is that go and do the thing that you have to do to survive. Hopefully with joy. And then live the other part of your life. Join a poetry club. Join a reading group. Play Dungeons and Dragons if you really want to. You know, pick up little bits of hobbies. Read some. Get out. Enjoy the world around you. Take a moment to breathe. Because if you don't do that, you'll go crazy. Which is, I guess, yet another reason why I'm starting to feel a lot more adjusted by doing these podcasts and being able to share some of this with you. I think we spend far too often worrying about what we do on a day-to-day basis between 8 and 5, or whatever it is that your job entails. And we worry about that. We bring all that home. And as a result, we wind up getting angry with ourselves. We get angry with the people that live with us. And we get angry with our friends. And we become bitter people. And it's hard to step away from it. Radio Memphis is certainly no different. It's had its moments with me, and those that I have brought into this little pit of heaven. Yeah, well, all that's going to change, my friend. All of that is going to change for the better, for all of us at the staff, at least. For you folks, you'll get to benefit from it, because I think there'll be a lot less pressure there'll be a lot more pressure taken off of us and allowing us to kind of feel and do what we really want to do. And that makes me happy, because, you know, really, what's the point? What's the point of going out and working and working and working, and then you drop dead, and then you're wondering, hey, how did you get through all of this without really living your life? Did you live your life like that? far too often, and people will always say it on Mondays when a lot of people listen to this podcast. They go, oh my God, I hate Monday. Mondays suck. Oh my God, it's a Monday. I had a nice weekend, but oh, now it's Monday and it's horrible. I don't think I can make it through Monday. Monday's going to kill me. Here's the thing about Mondays. It's not the day of the week that's the problem. It's your job or your attitude toward your job. I personally don't have a problem with Mondays. It's just another day of the week. I tend to work on average 7 days a week. I'm doing different things. On Saturdays, I try and slow down some so I can spend some time with my wife. On Sundays, I don't try and do a whole heck of a lot, except maybe this podcast and get it post-produced and get it launched for you guys to consume, either that Sunday night or the next day or the days that follow. But don't let the fact that a day of the week becomes an issue with you. Yeah, because I don't think it should be. You know, if you're having a great time, with your time off, that's absolutely wonderful. You're thinking that you don't get enough of those times off like that. Well, you do. You get your personal weekends. Most people don't work 7 days a week or six days a week. There's some that do. And there are those that work really, really hard at certain things. But that's temporary. Find some time. Make time for it. And get out and do things like sit in the park and talk into a microphone. Look like a complete idiot doing it because people are standing around looking at me going, what the hell is this all about? They're not coming up close to me because I think they think I'm probably one of those park people. Not like a lurker. They're out in the woods. And I'm not, although I should take the recorder once and walk in there and do a podcast in there, maybe see if one of these guys will come out of the woods. Put them on this podcast. That would be a little too weird and uncomfortable. But do what makes you happy. Try and find a way to enjoy your Monday. And your Monday may be a different day of the week. Some people have Mondays and Tuesdays off, so therefore Wednesdays happen. And that becomes their Monday. Well, we can thank Garfield, I think, for the whole I Hate Mondays thing. I think that was part of it. And what the hell did he have to hate? He was a goddamn cat. He didn't have a job. It's not like he had to go to the pants factory and make cat pants. He laid in his box, bitching about Monday, craving coffee and lasagna. But it was written that way, I guess, for those of us who would read the Sunday paper in bed that Sunday night, because a lot of people did that, and they would read the funny pages right before they would go to sleep, and they go, oh, look, it's Garfield in his cute little box, and he's bitching about Monday. Oh, I can relate to that, because Monday's going to be here tomorrow, and I already hate it. Nope, it's not the day of the week, my friend. It's your job. It is your job. Fix it, do something about it, or learn to suck it up and deal with it. You know, they say, well, in this time that we live in right now, the economy is bad. It's hard to get work. Yeah, that's kind of true. But, you know, if you have a dream, if you have an idea, if you have something that you think would be kind of cool, don't do this. Don't be the one who sits there 5 years from now or 10 years from now and goes, you know, I had this idea once and I wished I'd tried it. Figure it out. Throw caution to the wind. Have you that Hail Mary pass. Throw everything you got into whatever it is that you dream about and do it. If it doesn't work, if it fails, then here's the thing. You won't be that guy 10 years from now that sits and goes, man, I wish I'd have done this, even if I'd have failed. You never know. You might have done something different. But to sit there and have regret, it's not going to do anybody any good, especially you. So find what it is that you need. Find it. Do it. Make yourself happy. Hopefully not at the cost of other people. And don't worry about it, because it's only Monday. That's all it is. And remember, I'm not supposed to be here.
Here's what's coming up on the next edition from Radioland.
I mean, think about it. It is pretty much the only business that I can think of where the boss, the owner, comes in to the station one day and he tells everybody there that they are no longer employed. Oddly enough, it usually happens around this time of year in the fall. September, October, November is usually what they refer to as firing season in the radio industry. But here's the thing, and what we're all having to deal with, and this might answer your questions as well. The one question, why does terrestrial radio suck so bad? And then what happens after about, I don't know, 6 months? 6 to 9 months, because radio audiences are notoriously slow to react to these sort of things. They're going to sit there one day and go, you know what, this station really does kind of suck. Because it's the whole point. You find a favorite radio station, it should feel like it is yours. It's a sense of ownership. It's my radio station. It's what I like to listen to, damn it.
Radio Memphis is an internet broadcasting service provided by PirateRadioStudios.com, Memphis, Tennessee, USA.
So there's what's coming up on the next episode of the old podcast here. Once again, my thanks to everybody who has tuned in and been a part of it and subscribed to it over the... we're coming up on the anniversary of this thing in February. Ain't that something? Wow, we may have to have some type of a special extravaganza for that one, I think. We'll do something. It'll be kind of fun. And it's weird. I've gone back and I've listened to some of these, and they're really quite amusing to hear. Once I do them, I forget about them. And that's, a lot of them are truly forgettable. I can give you that. But they're all up there in the archive. You can go to iTunes and find them there if you have an Apple device. Of course, some of you have gotten the brand new Apple iPhone 6. It's out there in the 6 Plus. Which looks to be a pretty amusing piece of equipment. Haven't played with one much, but I probably will wind up with some new Apple equipment myself, because I'm one of those people. Yeah, I'm that guy. The only reason is I like the Apple products is because I'm too intimidated to switch to something else and learn something new. Boy, that sounded incredibly shallow. Anyway, thanks to iTunes. Those of you who are on the Android and have Samsung devices or whatever Galaxy phone you might have, or tablet, that kind of thing, like whatever that might be. There's ways also you can listen to it, and you can find you a podcast app, I believe. I need to research that so I can talk about that next time. Those of you that do that can certainly find that out and probably search your app store, and you'll learn a heck of a lot more about what's the best way to find it and download it onto your device. There are other ways, too. You can go to the home of this thing at rickcheddar.blogspot.com. That's the unofficial or the official written word that goes with it. There are episodes there and allows you to download down to your desktop. You can dump that down into your phone more than likely because it's saved as an MP3. And away you go. Or you can listen to it right there at your desktop. Plug in your headphones while you're on the job and annoy the hell out of your boss. And hopefully you'll do it on a Monday where the boss will come to you and say, hey, what is it that you're doing? And you'll pull one of the earbuds out of your ear and say, hey, I'm not supposed to be here. Yeah, it's a go-to line. Give it a shot. Let me know how it goes. Give us a comment. Tell everybody you know about the old podcast, and we'll do it again next week, shall we? You already heard what's coming up, so we'll hope to tune in for that, too. Tell a friend. Share it. That's the best way you can support it, really. Do it on Facebook. Do it on Twitter. Do it everywhere you can, and let everybody know that you are a fan of this podcast. My name is Rick Cheddar. Thank you for tuning in, and that's it this time. We'll see you next week, if you will. Thanks again for your time. This has been From Radioland.